This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
I was a little worried when he put that huge jump into the first, if he kept doing that, bringing back shades of yesterday. But he got him settled. And then going around the bend, I thought we were worried about the first bend. Would he just take off? And Ruby had him settled, but of course when the horse came into the straight, saw a line of fence, he just went for them. But I think he managed to settle him, sort of settle him in front.
Yes.
And he's a funny horse. You give him two strides, he'll just fill up again and away again. He's an absolute iron horse. That's what he is. He's like that on the gallops every day. And I'm just afraid of my life watching him coming up the gallops every day. Because he wears his heart on his sleeve every day. I'm wondering how he can do that all the years he's in training, stay sound and not get worn out.
Yes.
So, you know, really I'm trying to train him not to wear himself out and to keep enjoying it, but he's just so hard on himself.
Usually you want the top class horses just to keep something for themselves and just produce it when you need
exactly.
It.
Exactly, that's what, you know, Duvan does. You know, he just comes up there at his own pace and it's all there, ready just to press a button and he goes. This fella has the buttons pressed at all stages. So yeah,
everything down,
throttle full on. Yeah. So and I don't know how he keeps the energy and keeps it in his head to want to go every morning, the amount of work he does.
But Ruby knows him so well, and yeah. When they moved on, when as you were watching, did you feel, well, yeah, that's the right thing?
Well, I'm watching and I'm thinking, you know, every time he needed a good jump, he put in a good jump. But I think that's going to take something out of the others to have to get to him on the flat. And he just, you know, he put in some spectacular jumps. And then when he came to the last, I mean, I just watched it on the overhead camera. It was a spectacular, extraordinary jump where he took off. Ruby said that if he didn't take off, he'd have ended up in the Hunter's Lodge. I think he'd have been thrown so far clear. But, you know, he saved his best jump probably to the last.
And were you always confident at that final hill? I know you've always been absolutely sure that he would get this 2 mile yeah. five and yeah. further.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I had a look once he got over the third last, down into the dip, and I thought, you know, bar a fall at this stage. I wasn't worried about him staying unless something, and I looked at the others and I thought, you know, there's nothing there unless he does something wrong. It's his to lose at this stage, I thought, and he put in two fantastic jumps for the last two.
And the O'Connell and the crowd that go with them, we love this in the winner's enclosure. They follow him everywhere.
They certainly enjoy it, and I think there's lots of these scarves around Cork this morning, so hopefully I think they're enjoying this as much at home, I think, as well.
And so they should. Yeah. Many congratulations.
Thanks again. Thank Cheers, Lydia. Thanks.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.